Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us start our morning prayer section. Sing him 410. 410. We thank God we have the RE teacher workshop in San Jose Church. And this morning, we would like to study a few verses for our mutual encouragement, and we pray together. What is the difference between working in the church and working in the society, in your company? You can see many differences. For example, working in a company is because for profit. You want to have an income. You may not want to work, but because you need the income, so you have to work. And working in the company, the purpose, one of the purpose is to pursue personal self-realization. And working in the church, we are motivated by the love of God. And working in the church, namely, we are working as a volunteer. And one of the most important purposes, working in a company, your boss is a man. And working in church, your boss is God. That's the main difference. Since our boss is God, so when we serve God as a RE teacher, one issue we need to think about is how can we please God as a teacher? And this is very important, and this has been forgotten quite often. One of the criteria qualification to serve God is to live a sacred life, a holy life. The reason we need to live a sacred and holy life is because our God is holy. So without holy, we cannot see God. Without holy, God cannot work with us. Without holy, our sacrifice we offer to God may not accepted by him. So in this generation, to live a holy life is really a challenge. So unless we can overcome the challenge, otherwise we cannot serve God effectively. Let us see Exodus. Exodus chapter 2, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 3. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? Verse 4. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within a bush. Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Moses has been this mountain quite often to take care of the sheep. But today, he saw a vision. The bush was burning. So he tried to look over what happened. And there was a voice told him, you have to take off your shoes. For the place you are standing is holy. How come today the place Moses stood become holy? It was because God was there. So wherever there is a presence of God, there is a holy land. Today, church is a holy body of Christ. So as a worker of God, it is a privilege, but also there's a requirement we have to meet. Means we have to be holy. Otherwise, our work cannot be accepted with God. So that was the reason before God chose Isaiah. He saw a vision. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah, chapter 6. Verse 2. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings, they cover their faces. With two, they cover their feet. And with two, they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And the whole earth is full with his glory. Verse 4. At the sound of their voices, the doorpost after three holds shook, and the temple was filled with the smoke. We can see seraph, the angel serving God and calling holy, holy, holy. And when the angel was calling holy, 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 the Bible says, the house was shaking. That means very powerful. God's power was in the presence there. And God's glory was in the presence of the temple. Because the seraph, the burning, the name of seraph means burning. Burning means zeal, and burning means being purified. So the angel was purified and serving God with zeal. So when he shouted holy, God worked with him, the angel, and the temple was shaking. Today, our young generation needs the power of God to shake up their faith, to let them have some spiritual experience. And we need God to work with us. Otherwise, it's very difficult to transform the young generation nowadays. Especially in the past about 3-4 years, I feel it's more and more difficult to transform the life of the young kids, especially after the internet become more popular, especially the broadband been connected to every family. People spend a lot of time surfing. They have been influenced so much by the internet. They have been obsessed with the internet. So without the power of God, we cannot transform them. No. We only talk about knowledge. They know a lot. But only knowledge itself is not enough to transform a person. Only when God is working with us, God moved the heart of the young generation, then they were able to change. So our goal to teach the next generation is not only convey a knowledge. It's easy to convey a knowledge. It's easy to be a teacher. It's to transform their life. If we want to transform their life, we need God to work with us. If we want God to work with us, we need to be purified. We need to be holy. We need to separate ourselves from the world so God can work with us. So that was the reason seraph shouting holy, holy, and so powerful and so glorious happened in that moment. But on the contrary to the seraph serving God, What happened to Isaiah? Verse 6, chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. Then one of the seraph flew to me with, verse 5. Woe to me, I cry, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people with unclean lips, and my eye have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. After Isaiah witnessed the glorious service of seraph to God, the first feeling is, woe to me. To me, not to others. Why? Because compared so glorious service to God, he felt himself was so unworthy. He felt himself was so unclean. So he felt that he was unworthy to stand before the holy God to serve him. So he said, I live among the people of unclean lips. Of course, he admit, I have the unclean lips. The reason Isaiah have unclean lips, probably because he was not strong enough so that he was influenced by the people of unclean lips. So this is one of the examples, a challenge of the teacher. It's not only just some technique, of course. Technique is important. But more important is the vessel itself. Now, how can we become a vessel that God can use us? This is a bigger challenge. If we want to become a vessel, we have to be like Isaiah. Now, discover ourselves first. Which part in my life made me unworthy to serve God? Which part of my life that God does not like? I have to change. So we gradually change ourselves, transform ourselves, and then gradually God can abide in us. So the process of being a teacher is a process of spiritual progress. While we are teaching the students, we ourselves will gradually grow into maturity in our servitude to God. And this kind of service is called living sacrifice, living service. Yes, we can become a teacher in school. You are very familiar with the text. You can recite all the content, so you can do your good job. You don't even have to prepare it because the story is so you are so familiar with. But the point is, whether our teaching can transform the life of the young kids. So we have to continuously make ourselves to grow spiritually so that our work can become more effective. Now, what happened after after Isaiah discovered he was unclean? That means, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. Then one of the seraph flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. So use the fire of a coal to clean the lips, the sin of Isaiah. Right now that fire can represent the Holy Spirit. How can we purify ourselves? The Spirit of God burning inside us to cleanse our iniquity, to cleanse all our sins. So once again we can become worthy to serve God. So let us think about when was the last time I've been filled by the Holy Spirit. If you can remember the time you are filled by the Holy Spirit after the prayer, you feel your heart is so clean, so pure. For a period of time, I live in L.A. Sometimes I look into the downtown area. You can see a layer of dirty air covered in the downtown area of L.A. It's like a brown, dark color. So air is really dirty. But after a heavy rain, shower, then you look into the downtown area, the sky is so clean, crystal clean. So the Holy Spirit is sometimes is like a shower. Our heart is being covered by a layer of worldly, dirty thinking, dirty idea, dirty thought. And after the big shower, come and wash all our heart. And all of a sudden, our heart feels so pure. Once our heart feels so pure, we feel so peaceful. We feel so close to God. And we feel that God is walking in us. So sometimes I have a feeling, just delivering sermon, it seems like every thought is come from God. Just like Jesus Christ says, the Father doing his business in me. But when the life is entangled with a lot of worldly thinking, and that kind of feeling just disappear. So live a holy life is critical to be a teacher, because we are serving the holy God. So we have to set up this one important goal. What holy means? Holy means separation. We need to have some kind of distinction between our life and the worldly people. That means holy. If we are totally conformed by the world, then we are not holy at all. Let's see the book of Romans, chapter 12. Verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your spiritual act of worship. Offer our body as a living sacrifice is a spiritual act of worship. So when we worship God, that kind of worship should involve some kind of servitude. And that servitude is to offer our body as a living sacrifice. And next one is holy and pleasing to God. Actually, these two are connected together. Because we are holy, so when we sacrifice, offer the sacrifice, and God will be pleased. You know, Aaron was a high priest in the Old Testament, and he had the privilege that his descendant will serve as a high priest. But the tragic happened in Aaron's family. One of his sons was burned by fire, by God, was killed by God. Why? Because the son offered the not a holy incense, not a holy fire. So he was killed by God. So on the one hand, serving God is good. It's a privilege. But on the other hand, serving God, we have to meet a high requirement, high standard, to be holy. Let us think about this become the goal of our daily pursuit, to be holy. An important way to pursue is through the prayer. So we have another 30-minute prayer. Let's all come forward. When we pray, that Spirit of God, like a fire to cleanse us, to be holy, like a shower to wash away all the worldly thought, dirty in our heart. We can be holy to be close to God. Let's pray. Let's come forward.